Golf Talk America is brought to you in part by Club Corp, the world leader in private clubs. Go to clubcorp.com for more information.
The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on pgatour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you. And today is the day we've been waiting for a long, long time. It is Friday, September the 28th, opening day for the 42nd Ryder Cup, taking place just outside of Paris. And we're already, because of the time difference, into the afternoon round. So we'll talk about what happened in the morning rounds, what's happening right now as we're coming to and doing the podcast, what's happening in the afternoon rounds. We'll be joined by our good friend Bill Lombard with Azalea House. We talked to him a couple of days ago, and he is on the site there at the National Golf Club of Paris that they're playing this golf tournament at. That is, if people didn't know ahead of time, a very, very difficult golf course with lots of water, kind of Pete Dye-ish, if you want to think of it that way in American terms. Lots of water, a lot of railroad ties. Tony Finau got one of the best shots off of a railroad tie you're ever going to see in the morning round. So, but a lot of rough. And if you're not hitting fairways, this golf course is going to be very, very tough. But a good morning round so far for the United States, and we'll see how the rest of the day ends up. Joining us, as always, Frank Bassett from the Nashville Studios. Frank, what'd you think about the morning round? And did you get up to watch it live? Did you tape it and come back and watch a little bit more and replay?
Bonsoir.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good for you.
Everybody's saying bonjour.
A little Cajun.
Well, bonsoir is a more formal way of greeting each other. I took 2 years of first-year French in high school, so I know that.
2 years of first-year French.
I struggled through a year of French. It was tough. Je m'appelle François is basically what I remember from it, and that's about it. But no, I did wake up and fall asleep and wake up and fall asleep. And the poor dog's laying on his, Bogey the Wonder Dog's laying on his back, all fours stuck in the air on the bed, going, please turn off the darn TV, Dad. But it was good. It just was very disappointing that Patrick Reed and Tiger Woods didn't at least have their match. Tommy Fleetwood is buzzsaw, and I've said that again and again and again. The man is a player. He rises to the occasion. I mean, his putting, took out Reed and Woods, took him out. So
he and Francesco Molinari beat Reed and Woods in the match this morning, but the U.S. won the other three matches, so they're up 3-1 after the morning rounds. Now, as I said, we're into the afternoon round, so and we're kind of all over the board. Couple up here, a couple of down there, but still very early. The earliest group is DJ and Fowler are on the seventh hole as we're coming to now. So they're only in the seventh hole. Everybody else is behind them, and they're losing right now to Henrik Stenson and Justin Rose. What'd you think, Frank, about the pairings that they went with yesterday when it was announced what the pairings would be? Who did you like? Who did you question, if you did question anything about Jim Furyk's pairings?
I liked most of the pairings. You knew Reed and Woods were going to be together. Basically, it was kind of a giveaway when Reed's out there playing the Bridgestone ball that he doesn't play and Woods plays it. So I kind of liked all of his pairings, to be honest. I thought it was strong. I really like, Justin and Jordan together because they played in Junior Ryder Cup together. They're best
friends.
They've
played a lot.
Justin is showing his nerves a little bit. I was kind of shocked at that. I thought he was. It just shows you the magnitude of this tournament.
He is a rookie.
Well, he's a rookie. He's a FedEx Cup winner and a major winner, but he's a rookie in the Ryder Cup. And that, I guess, does speak to the magnitude of these matches and what this means. But the golf course is the ultimate winner in all this. That golf course is spectacular. And it's also, in my opinion, spectacularly tough. Tough.
Yeah, it is really tough, and I think that there's a lot of, for talking about the pairings that we're going through, I was surprised to see the leadoff be Koepka and Finau. I just didn't know how that was all going to pan out with those guys and what they're going to end up doing. They ended up falling behind, but then having a great comeback, and they did win their point. And so I give him a lot of credit. I was a little bit nervous about that. Koepka has a little bit of experience, but not a lot. Finau, a rookie. Both hitters, but it ended up being okay. I was a little bit, because the first match out, you kind of want to set a bit of a tone. And you want to show that you can, you know, manage the course. Your nerves aren't going to be too bad. You're not going to find too much water, all those things. And I was a little bit worried at first about that. But and Koepka started, quite honestly, very poorly. And
yeah, he did.
Was missing every putt. It wasn't really hitting anything. And you're like, oh. And it, we all know finding fairways and everything else matters, but it's about putting. That's where Ian Poulter and some other great Ryder Cup guys have always seemed to rise to the occasion, is they can kind of knock it around all over the, but then they make these 25, 30-foot putts when they need them. And that's the part that makes it really, really challenging when you're trying to compete when guys are draining putts. On the other side, Jordan Spieth was making everything on the front nine.
Yep.
And Justin Thomas, it could have been you and me, Frank, playing with Jordan Spieth in the front nine, because we're just riding along, you know. Go ahead, Jordan, because you know they're birdieing like every hole. So yeah, it was a good morning round and fun to see. Now in the afternoon, we got some guys that were on the bench, if you will. Now Tiger and Reed are on the bench for the afternoon round, and we've got Bubba and Webb Simpson out, Phil and Bryson DeChambeau that are out for the first time. They did not play in the morning. And we'll see. I'm guessing that reaction is about the Mickelson-DeChambeau?
Yeah, well, I mean, and then Phil, of course, is playing conservative on a par five and sprays it, pulls it, whatever, into the water. Pulls out an iron on a par five. I'm just like, what's going on? Phil's ball striking is in question, and DeChambeau's a rookie, and I don't know. They may turn out to win it 4-5. I don't know, or 5-4. I mean, but
yeah,
who knows? I just don't see that pairing. There's something about it that does bug me a little bit. But then again, I'm sitting here and Jim Furyk's sitting there. So
yeah, we'll see. We'll see how it happens. DJ and Ricky played well.
Love it
too. They
love that pairing.
A good first round. As a matter of fact, yeah, they actually got the first points for the U.S. They were done pretty early in their match this morning and pulled it together. I guess you have to expect the nerves, and you see that in the first few holes. And I think now in the afternoon round, it'll be a little bit less. But those first guys, you saw just some inordinate putting, some bad shots. A couple of guys hit into the water on the very first hole, which has kind of set the tone. You're like, yeah, I'm sorry about that. DJ, JT hit in the water in his very first hole in the afternoon. First ball up, Ian Poulter, which is alternate shot. You're really setting your partner up for a lot of pressure when you hit your first shot in the water off of the tee. Everybody's hitting irons too. Are you a bit surprised that they're leaving themselves, no, almost everybody, and I understand there's a lot of water, but they're all 70 yards short of the water with their irons, and they're leaving 160, 70, 80-yard shots. Do you think that they could, hit a little bit more club and leave more of a 9-iron, 8-iron kind of shot coming in?
No? Not at all, because it's been said again and again that par is your friend in the Ryder Cup on this golf course. And fairways and greens. There's more water here. Kevin Costner is going to film the sequel to Waterworld on this property when it's finished. I mean, there's a ton of water.
Yeah.
And the rough is the graduated rough. When you get the deep stuff, it's like, oh, God, get me a weed eater and, you know, 7 lawn people, because I can't get out of here more than 50 yards or 75 yards. So it's a premium on ball striking, premium on fairways and placement.
They miss – you lose the ball a lot. I mean, when you're watching on TV, I'm saying we lose the sight of the ball. If they hit into the rough, and especially if it's 10 yards at least into the rough, very seldom do you even see the ball on TV when they're trying to then hack it out and get it back out and into the fairway or whatever they can do. Back to the Tiger Reed pairing, and they were up and down most of the day, but ended up losing the only match that the Americans lost. Here's what I think about, and you know, Tiger's now, you know, loses another match. He's 13-18-3 or whatever in Ryder Cup. So his record is not very good. And I think some of it is Tiger is it's almost like, to me, some of the best players in any sport that try to be coaches, and I'm bringing up whether it's Jerry West or Larry Bird or Magic Johnson, Wayne Gretzky, guys have tried to be coaches, and they're not very successful a lot of times. The best coaches you often see end up being Nick Saban. And you're like, what did you? And he goes, well, I was a backup at Kent State or something. You know, they weren't the greatest of players, but they end up being great coaches. I think Tiger is such a good player that he sometimes has a tough time. He's a bit surly. He gets down on himself. I don't know that he pumps up the other guy, that he helps out like he can, because he's so focused on his own game. He gets down. And so I don't know that when you're playing with someone else, when you're playing as a team, I guess the record proves itself too, that Tiger's not always the best at that. And I'm not trying to fault him or say it's a character flaw. He's obviously possibly the greatest of all time, but I don't think he's the guy that can cheer you on, can pump you up. You didn't see anything like you saw with Spieth and Justin Thomas, where even if they were up and down, they were always together, patting each other on the back, high-fiving. Tiger just kind of gives a little nod, a little fist bump, and that's about all he shows. I don't think you get much as a teammate of Tiger's, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And you're right, some of the best coaches were not the best players. I mean, everyone would think Hank Haney could go out and shoot subpar golf every day, but he can't, and he doesn't. He's not bad, but he's not great. But he has a great eye.
He was never on tour.
He did what?
I said he was never on tour.
That's right.
Like
exactly.
He's a tour player that turns into a great coach. Yeah.
And Steve Johnson, same thing. So, Steve's
sure.
A lot of those guys, Butch Harmon
and Ledbetter and all these guys. It's not like you know Phil Mickelson does not. And I understand there's a money thing too. You don't need to, but you never see a great tour pro turn into be a coach. I mean, it's just not the way it works. So. Anyway, I think that's part of Tiger. We'll see in the tomorrow. He won't play this afternoon. He's not playing, but we'll see tomorrow when he's back out again how exactly he is through all that.
And that plays exactly to the big announcement that we have to make today. The Bassett Matthews or Matthews Bassett golf schools we're going to open across the country.
Yeah, because we're so bad, we should be able to coach well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
If our theory is correct, we should be great coaches.
We should be multimillionaires with our golf schools.
It just doesn't seem to work that way. Anyway, on that happy note, let's take a quick break because, as I said, Bill Lombard, our good friend from Azalea House, the hospitality company that takes care of Jordan Spieth and his family and a lot of the pros on the tour when they are out of town. Let's face it, a lot of these guys aren't even staying in hotels anymore. They stay in private residence, and Azalea House does a great job of setting that up for them, having cooks and chefs and all the right food in the fridge. It's a big job, and Azalea House does it better than anybody, and that's what Bill does, not only for golf, but other big events too, in the Kentucky Derby and whatnot. And so he's there as part of his job, if you will, not a bad job to have, and it's right there on site. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, and we're going to go out to Paris, France, and let you know exactly a bird's eye view of what's happening with Bill Lombard at Azalea House. All that and so much more coming your way when we come back. You're listening to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. Stay with us. And welcome back to Golf Talk America here on PGA Tour Radio. Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett coming to you from the mainland, if you will. We're here in Dallas and in Nashville. But joining us now is our man on the scene, Bill Lombard with Azalea House. Azalea Hospitality is the website, azaleahospitality.com. And we've told you what he does and why he's there. And he was with us a couple of days ago doing hospitality for some of the golfers and other fans and people that are taking advantage of some company, but he's given us some great insight into what's happening there, and he joins us again. Bill, thanks very much for being with us again this afternoon, at least in Paris. It's this afternoon already.
Bonjour, Tim. Bonjour, Frank.
Bonsoir. Bonsoir. The more formal way of greeting in French. I told Tim earlier, Bill,
we're not formal.
I took 2 years of first-year French and learned that.
There you go.
Oh, see? My, Frank.
Tuition well ends? Spent.
That's where it started. Ends. That's where it ends.
Started, that's where it ends.
It starts morning, and ends. Guys. So what do you think, Bill? So far from the morning, we were already done. We're up 3-1. The U.S. is up 3-1 in the morning round. What did you think about the morning, and were you able to get around? Who did you get a chance to see much of?
Yeah, I loved how the morning pairings went. Not a super fan of the afternoon pairings yet. Loved how Jordan played. Followed him around the early part of his round, then caught him on the later part of his round. Jumped over, saw DJ. And it's a tight golf course, and you can see what happens when you're just 10 yards right. A couple balls in the water. I'm super excited. It's for the USA to really make an exclamation point today. The morning had to get off to a good start. So, 3-1, and we're going to play some afternoon rounds, and we'll see how it plays out.
Let's talk about Jordan's putting. Jordan Spieth, you know, this past year's had his putting woes, but he was on fire this morning.
I agree. I think he saw something over the last couple of days and just stayed with it. That's the key. When you see something, you have to stay with it. And when something's not going, you got to adapt. And, you know, all throughout the round, they Justin himself too, were able to adapt. That was a big point.
Huge point.
They played deep in the morning, you know, and not to get that point would have been being up 3-1, or no, being up 3-7, I think it was. Not to get that point would have been a difference maker, I think, for the morning rounds, for sure.
They're certainly facing a buzzsaw with their pairing this afternoon.
Yeah. I'm watching Jordan putt right now.
Give us a play-by-play on this.
Hole.
Yeah,
this is to have the hole, and you know, 4 feet right in the hole.
I bet he makes it
right in the hole. There it is.
There you go. There you go. Bet he makes it.
That was well done.
So, you know, Fleetwood one up on Thomas and Spieth, and they're heading to five.
Listen, yeah, what's your read on Reed and Wood this morning? What I thought that was a. They ran into a buzzsaw again. Tommy Fleetwood and that flat stick. Scary stuff.
Yep, and if my recall is still clear, you know, Tiger on 17 cannot go in the water when a round's that tight.
Yep.
You know, just can't do it. So he's going to get some rest this afternoon. I was over on the driving range earlier. I didn't see him out there yet. I didn't see him on the putting green, which is the putting green here. Is directly behind that gigantic grandstand at one. Driving range is right out front. And I did a lap in between. I thought I might catch Tiger out there. I haven't seen him yet. So,
Tim.
Had a nice chat with Paul Casey. Very, very nice chat with Paul Casey. We got to talk a little bit about him, but that's about it about him.
Well, we're not biased a bit, are we? Hey, give Tim and I... paint a picture for us this morning, first match, 6,900 people in those stands behind number one. What was it like?
Loud.
Louder than Hazeltine.
Yes.
Wow.
Very loud. And it's the first tee is tucked in tight. So in the crowd, they let the crowd get pretty close there. It's built properly, I think, for the fans on one. Some of the other tee boxes as you go around the course are not, but certainly on one, it was super entertaining, super loud. They've got the European chants. Frank, I can't begin to talk about it, but Sergio just put it in the hole. But yeah, three up.
Bill's,
Garcia and Noren go Bill, three up on
Bill breaks it.
DeChambeau.
Bill does a little play-by-play in between talking about the wind direction is out of the north, and there's a putt by DeChambeau. And then the wind kind of swirls around a little bit, and Bubba hits a nice approach shot.
Yeah.
Like right in the middle of it.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Do it. Arnold Palmer's on number seven. Yeah, man.
Hey, by the way, we're joined by Bill Lombard with Azalea House, and as you look at the scoreboard now, and still very early, nobody's even gotten through the front nine, so way too early to call. But it's all going very blue. It's blue and red, right? Blue for the Europeans,
yeah.
Red for the scoreboard for the American side. And it's all red right now, except for Ian Poulter and Rory have fought back to even, as you said, with Bubba and Webb Simpson. So the best of the Americans are right now is all square in one match. And in two of the matches, you got to be a little bit concerned. DJ and Fowler getting smoked by Stenson and Rose. They're three down. And Garcia and Noren are three up on Mickelson and DeChambeau. So they're taking some comfortable leads here. When this day is over and the afternoon is over, it could be all tied up again. I mean, it easily could be all tied up, or U.S. actually could be down. So our euphoria, if you will, for the morning could quickly be turned away and turned down from what's going on in the afternoon. But that is Ryder Cup. I mean, it's great to get off to a nice start, but when the day's over, If it's 4-4, you're like, okay, I guess we're starting all over again on Saturday.
Okay, enough about golf. Enough, even though this is a golf show.
Oh.
Bill, it's Fashion Week. What did you do last night in Gay Paris?
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh.
Well, let's go back to what we talked about a couple days ago. So I lost my GTA G5 Pilot, I don't know where she went. Okay. I don't have a pilot to get home. The G5 is in Paris, so that means I'm stuck. Fashion Week. Beautiful.
We'll send you a new pilot. We'll send a new pilot over to bring our jet back. And so bring back some new fashions. I know there are a lot of ladies over here that would like some nice clothes. Tim's, mine, your 30 or so girlfriends that you have across the United States. I mean, let's just get them all dressed.
Louis Vuitton.
So did you have a special Louis. Did you have a special dinner or anything last night? Anything exciting happen?
Let's get to the specifics. So Blaine and Eric flew in last night.
Okay.
Let's tell it like it is.
Okay.
Yep. Went out to a real nice steak and fried dinner.
All right.
And then straight up, as I was leaving to go to the course, they were rolling in 5 a.m. So you're asking the wrong guy about
when,
that.
When in Rome.
When in Rome. Yep.
Yeah, when in Paris. Yeah,
the town goes all night.
But
absolutely super fun and great to be with these guys. These guys are the whole behind me right now. I had moved up to kind of see what was going on. Tiger just went by, so he's getting out and about to do some support from where I'm standing. I just saw him on the golf cart.
Good. So he's going to do a little coaching, a little pump up the team type thing, which is great.
Well, you know, let's talk about that. So Bryson didn't play this morning. Phil didn't play this morning. So you got 48 and 25. You got 73 years on the golf course, and you got to believe that Phil, or maybe the Jim, wanted Bryson paired up with the most senior guy. Phil, 12 Ryder Cups. I don't know. I tried to outthink that, and I know I'm still outthinking it, but I would let Bryson go with Webb. I have my little, thoughts about
and
that.
And why is that?
I think they're... Well, I think they're both dynamite putters. And in this type of situation, having two really strong putters, these guys are going to get to the green in regulation on most holes. So having two really great alternate putters is going to help you. Hmm. So watching Jordan on five
not a bad thought.
That's a great thought.
Really unstable lie. No, it's Justin actually swinging. Very unstable lie. Beach to beach, basically.
Beach to beach.
and by the way, we didn't mention. I don't know that we did mention, but the morning was four ball, and now we're playing foursomes. So better ball in the morning. If one guy gets birdie, the other guy par. That's the round. That's what you keep the better score. And in the afternoon, we have the alternate shot, which is the way it should be called. Foursomes gets everybody all confused, but it's alternate shot. So you only play one ball, and you hit the tee shot, and then Bill comes back and hits the next shot, and then you putt and. You go back and forth. So you got to play off of each other. And in some cases, Bill, like you're saying, this can be really tricky because you do have to play the other guy's shot. And sometimes that's good if you're tapping in. But some guys leave you in the bunker. They leave you in the rough. And, hey, sorry, buddy. It's all on you now.
Yeah.
And that's what alternate shot.
Yeah.
It can be very, very tough. So far, the Americans are not doing so well at it.
No, the Americans have put themselves kind of in trouble right from the start. Well, I watched... Phil from three, and that ball's got to go down the left side of the fairway, and he starts to right at the center, drifts right off to the right. So it's been happening right from the get go.
Well, the Europeans are watching. They play a lot of alternate shot in Europe. I mean, they do, and they're amateur matches a lot. So I think they're well versed in it. I mean, more so than we are. I don't know all the pros, whatever. But growing up, they play a lot of alternate shot over there for speed of play. So I don't know. It's going to be a good afternoon.
Go back to that point. Yeah, I'll still go back to that point where when that's the setup, alternate shot. I think you want to have your best putters playing in the afternoon, and I don't know that we do. I don't know that we do. Like. Jordan and Justin are starting to show some tired play, hitting it in the rough, hitting it in the bunker. Bunker shots, to 8 feet from the pin instead of, trying to run it up into three, 4 feet. They're hustling each other right now, and that's what I see.
Wow.
Hey Bill, I'm curious what the weather conditions are like. They said that the wind is really going to kick up in the afternoon there in Paris and maybe even get up to close to 20 miles an hour. Has the wind been a factor? Is the weather any kind of a factor this afternoon?
The wind was not a factor. Absolutely perfect conditions this morning. But the wind's a factor this afternoon. Right from the first pairing that went off down one, you know, those flags at the grandstand were standing up there calling for 20 to 25 mile an hour winds.
Ooh.
They use this word kilometer over here. Still struggling with that. So, 25
more math.
Miles an hour. But yeah, it's definitely breezy. And these fairways are tight. The rough is going to be a tough play for all these guys.
You can't even see their shoes on TV. I can't see their shoes when they go into that third cut of rough. Is it that juicy? Is it that deep?
It is. It is. Yep.
Sounds like my lawn it's man, Tim.
Yeah.
You have about 4 feet right for the fairway cut, and then it gets into the deep stuff, and the deep stuff only has forgiveness to about maybe 10 yards, maybe that.
And then it's native?
You're really in the deep weeds.
Yeah.
Yep. Then it's rural. I spent
most of my life in darkness, so I can play out of that stuff.
you've actually seen
Frank,
in the morning we saw Rory so deep that he actually picked up after a couple of shots that only went a couple of feet. We also saw Molinari in his match with Reed and Tiger, where he had a green side, but he was in the really thick stuff, and it took him like three just to get to the green from about 30 yards away. So you're right. It's very penalizing if you can't hit a straight ball and you're not hitting it onto the greens and onto the fairways, which everybody talked about, and that's what's funny about the game of golf, right? Everybody says that from the beginning. Okay, just keep in the fairway. These are the best golfers in the world, or certainly they are 24 of the best golfers in the world. And we not only saw in the rough so much, Bill, but, boy, how many of these guys were putting balls in the water left and right? It looked like amateur hour. And I don't mean to take it away from them. It's a lot of pressure, but they hit a lot of balls in the water. You're not used to seeing as much water as there is when these guys play professionally.
Yep. Roar in the background was Rory McIlroy just getting the win for Europe on the eighth hole. Playing today with Ian Poulter, who's full of gas. I mean, Ian Poulter on the first hole was full of gas. And I think that you're going to have a lot of coaching from Ian to Rory. The whole board just went blue, gentlemen. Day one foursomes in the afternoon. It's all blue on the left-hand side.
Oh, well. We're going to have to break out some country music.
Yeah.
Blue.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad about the morning round. Getting back to Tim's point about the water, got to 16, got to 14, got deep into these holes, got to 18, because it did show the water on that side. And yeah, it was tough. It was a lot of balls in the
water. All
right.
Well, nerves. Tim said that this morning in our pre-show. Tim said, I don't want to give it all away right now. He said, but the nerves are just on edge. This is so important. It's probably one of the biggest events in all of sport. I mean, this sits right up there with the Super Bowl and everything else to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, well, let's get to the important stuff, Bill.
All blue on the left-hand side. Yes, sir.
Let's get to the important stuff. Have you been to the merchandise tent yet?
Extra large and large, right?
Extra large, extra large and FootJoy, but extra large. Saw you walking around. Some of the pictures. What? So you're there. You're there with Sean, with the Spieth family, of course. You're there with Sean in a picture. You're there with David Faraday in a picture. You're sending me. I love the
shy.
Pictures.
How
I love
do you
it.
See all this?
You're such a shy person. Don't try to steal the golf course superintendent's cart again, though. I did get a phone call on that one. So
did you see I had Paul's golf cart?
I saw that. Yeah, I did.
I had Paul's golf cart, and I'll send you a picture with him.
Okay,
you
good.
You taught me well, gentlemen. You taught me well.
Hey, absolutely. We did FedEx a set of keys to all the club cars. You know, I have a set of keys to every brand. So you should be receiving that. Get a picture of you and Simmons and the rest of the crowd, the Jordan Spieth crowd. Send that to us. And get us a couple of cool pictures of Fashion Week stuff, you know, something we can post.
I love it. I love it. I will report back, gentlemen, successfully. I will not let you down.
We appreciate that. Tim, you got anything else for Wild Bill, or are we going to let him get back out on the course?
I don't think we do. The last question I have for you, Bill, before you get away, is the crowd. You're saying it's very noisy. Obviously, it's pro-European crowd. Do you think that that has any effect on the Americans? And here in the afternoon, they're just getting blown away right now. But does the crowd have an effect on it?
No, you know what? I really think that these guys, now that they've played the morning guys, you know, 8 to 12 got played this morning. So if there's nerves, it's not because of the crowd. It could be the conditions that are creating the nerves. It is absolutely 100-to-1 European crowd to an American fan.
Sure. Yeah.
There's no doubt. So, but you know, these, you're looking at the best athletes in the world. I mean, these guys are walking. Some of these guys are walking 36 today.
Yeah.
So they're conditioned athletes, and from the mental side, I think they're zoned in. This is really a course that the conditions are going to spell out what the afternoon yields.
There you go. Okay.
We'll see how it all plays out. We appreciate it, Bill. You've been doing an awesome job for us, and I know Golf Channel is going to be putting in a call to you and CBS to see if you could maybe do some course reporting for them. So good job.
He's working with Verity already.
Thank you.
Got a new career. Got a new career going for you.
Be a pay cut.
My good friend David.
Your good friend David
Verity.
He
said something about taping a TV show in November. I don't know what that's all about. Do you know anything about that, Frank?
He sent me a note.
What could that be?
Me a note and asked me to forward to him your rider of what you want. I told him you wanted yellow M&Ms, Perrier only in your room. So we've laid it all out for you.
Coors Light.
Coors Light. No, none of that. Hey, pal. Have a great time. Give our best to all of our friends over there. Tell Bob Bupka hello.
We'll
have him on. You have fun. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
See you, pal.
All right. Tune in out.
Take care. Tune in out. Thank you, Bill. That's how he signs off, Frank.
I know.
Hanging up now.
Well, we did that.
It's like you're talking to your grandfather, you know? I can't hear you anymore. I'm gone.
I interviewed Steve Spurrier, and I don't think I've told you this story one time. And we were live in those days. And so we're rolling along, and I'm talking to Coach, and he said, "Well, Frank, got to go now. Take care." Click. I'm like, okay.
I guess we're done.
So what next? Have you ever interviewed Spurrier?
Yeah. No. Never did.
He just will cut you right off. Kind of like Lou Holtz. I mean, Lou's a little more eloquent with that. But, hey, Bill Lombard's a good friend, and he's just the best. I mean, he and his family also. Bill Jr., who's a firefighter in Ocean City, New Jersey. Is over there with him. So Bill Jr. is having the time of his life, first Ryder Cup. Well, I'm sorry, not first Ryder Cup, but first trip over there. They were all together with us in Minnesota 2 years ago, and it was loud. The grandstands, Tim, in Minnesota were right up on top, honestly on top of the number one tee. These seem like they're a little further back, but they're higher up. It's more of a steep incline. So I bet it is loud because it was loud in Minnesota, buddy. Whew, good gracious.
Well, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. And by the way, again, it's azaleahospitality.com if you want to go and check out what Bill does and what he can do for you. For, as I said, Super Bowls and Final Fours and you name it, big events, Bill's going to be there, and his company, Azalea House, will take care of you. You and your family, your friends.
We don't want to forget Marcus. Marcus Brunell, of course, is Bill's partner. And all of that. Marcus is a good friend of ours. Forgot to say hi to Marcus the other day. And we also don't want to forget our friends at Club Corp, because they're one of our favorite sponsors. We're presented in part by Club Corp and member for a day. Wonder if we can get Le Golf National out of Club Corp. You think? I think they'll let us go play.
I don't know. They've got courses all over the country. I know that. So
yes, they do.
We'll be coming
play one
from
of
some of those courses.
Too. On my way to my home club today because the rain has stopped in Nashville, Tennessee. So I am
good.
I'm sitting here with a 48 degree Titleist wedge in my hand right now, and I put some new grips on my clubs by the way too. New grips.
Yeah, good.
Jumbo Max grips.
You're ready to go.
Another quick update before we get out of here is Flight Scope. Our friends at Flight Scope and Jumbo Max. Well, Flight Scope, we're going to have them on next week, and we're going to be talking in a segment. We're trying to figure out a name right now, whether we call it By the Numbers or On the Mark. That's a podcast of ours on PGA Tour Radio, isn't it? On the Mark, Mark Immelman.
Yeah.
We're going to come up with something, Tim, and talk about, going to send you a unit, send me a unit. We're going to go out, get our numbers together, and you and I are going to compete on getting our trajectories and our spin rates and all that closer to the pros.
Cool.
You didn't know about this. I'm bringing this up. Shocking.
Thanks for
you.
Telling me.
But that's going down. So that happened at the BMW Championship, by the way. That all started going down there, meeting with them. And so we're going to do it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Flight Scope has great products. Everybody here is TrackMan. Well, check out Flight Scope too. And they have a new consumer product that is really cool. We'll be talking about that.
Okay.
So, yeah,
next week.
Fun
we'll
stuff. Give us a Ryder Cup update before we go.
It's not a fun afternoon for the Americans. The wind is blowing, and it's apparently blowing every putt offline for the Americans because nobody is leading. We don't even have an all square on the American board. It is right now Stenson Rose 3-up on DJ and Ricky. Ian and Rory McIlroy are 1-up on Bubba and Webb Simpson. Sergio, who I have said repeatedly I thought might be a weak link for the European team, is so far proving me totally wrong, because Sergio and Alex Noren, another rookie, although he's certainly a veteran, are 4-up on Phil and Bryson DeChambeau, and Francesco Molinari and Tommy Fleetwood now have moved 2-up on what, at least in the morning, was the best team for the U.S. That's Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth. They're now 2 down. So everybody on the American side is losing. But we're just at the turn, so we'll see what happens. But if you're 3-up like Stenson Rose on the 10th hole,
it's tough to make
you know
up.
You're going to run out of holes. Yeah, I mean, you can say, well, we've got nine more holes. No, you don't.
This could be a 5-3 dinner for us tonight.
So
that's not
so
pleasant.
And Garcia Noren, 4-up is a blowout right now of Mickelson DeChambeau. So what that means, Frank, is Jim Furyk's watching, as we all are, and going, okay, what's working, what's not? Right now, I don't know what he's thinking for tomorrow about pairings, because what was right side up is now upside down.
Stay by your phone.
And DJ Fowler looked good. Yeah, now Thomas Spieth looked bad. They look good. I can't imagine you're going to keep Mickelson DeChambeau together. I mean, they've been down since the second hole, and they're getting killed right now. So a lot of thoughts, I'm sure, in Jim Furyk's head.
Remember that old big black eight ball where you would turn it over and it would give you the –
answer your questions for
you? Yeah, exactly. I think probably Jim has just ordered 15 of those. My Lord, I don't know. I don't know how he does it. I mean, the stress and pressure is going to be tough on this. So, anyway.
So if he takes that eight ball and says, "Are we in trouble?" and he shakes it and looks at it, I'm guessing it says, "It is decidedly so."
You had one too.
That's what's coming back to him, I'm pretty sure, right now. It looks so good. Lunch was so tasty, I'm sure, in Paris after the morning. And Furyk's like, wow, this is lovely food. Now dinner's going to have a real bitterness to it, I think.
If this
holds up.
US
is going to have a real great comeback, I think, to even come close to splitting this afternoon group. At best, they might get 2 wins out of it, but they're going to have comebacks even for that to happen. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. We got a lot more golf to play and over the weekend and whatnot. I'll be curious to check and see what happens if it goes that way. You win big in the morning and lose big in the afternoon. What does that mean as far as at the end of it, how that plays out in the course of history on Ryder Cup? I'm not sure, but that's kind of what we're headed for here, is very good morning, very bad afternoon. And the U.S. could be trailing when the day's over. Who would have thought that at lunchtime, right?
That we don't need a 5-3. We just don't need that.
Yeah.
That's the kiss of death going into tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or could be.
So. All right. Well, that's about it. That's about it, Frank.
It is? We're going to get out of here?
We'll talk more
on Monday.
Are you going
to play golf today?
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm going to be watching this, which Central Time, we're about 7 hours behind Paris, but it'll be over, I guess, just a little bit early afternoon.
There you go.
But then I've got some other things I got to do. So, I'm not going to be getting out and hitting them anytime soon. I was motivated. Now I'm not motivated to go play golf anymore. I'm depressed.
I'm going to have a Bloody Mary.
It's a whole different feeling. That might help.
That might help
right there. All right, well, we are out of time. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you so much to Bill Lombard with Azalea House. Again, azaleahospitality.com is their website. Thanks so much to Club Corp. Go to clubcorp.com to find out all the advantages of being a member at a Club Corp course near you. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks for being with us, and please remember to join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.